After 2 years of negotiations and almost a year since their first strike, the STM's maintenance union has finally settled with Montreal's public transit agency. At a general assembly held on Sunday, workers voted 86% in favor of the recommendations of a mediator assigned to their case. You might recall that workers went on partial strike over the Formula One weekend last year in June, then again starting in September, with a month-long strike planned for November. They ultimately ended that last strike early due to the threat of a new provincial strike-breaking bill, but their militancy vastly reduced STM service for months. But it seems like they've got what they fought for. They're the final union of three with the STM to reach an agreement with the agency over the past year. They got their salary increases and they stopped the STM's planned additions to outsourcing. But with the agency facing major deficits, trouble in the metro is far from over. And I spoke to our regular correspondent on public transit financing about what's been happening over the past year and what's more to come. Take a listen. Welcome back on CKUT. Can I just ask you to introduce yourself?
My name is Lancel Rodrigue. I am a PhD candidate in the School of Urban Planning at McGill University, and I specialize in public transit funding and pricing.
So we have news as of last night that the maintenance workers at the STM have finally settled with Montreal's public transit agency almost a year since their first strike last Formula One weekend. What do you make of the agreement?
Well, I mean, from looking at the agreement, what comes out is that most of what the STM was asking for ended up being backtracked. So the union seems to have gotten most of the concession they wanted to get, meaning that the STM did not make much of the inroads that they wanted to. I would also say that looking at it, it seems like, again, like the increases in salaries are around matching what has been done in other public transit agencies. So it's nothing that is necessarily drastically different. It just means that the STM tried to do something different, perhaps to change the way things are done internally, but it did not work with the union.
Yeah, those numbers for salary increases over a five-year period, we're seeing 17.5% for trades workers, 16% for support staff. But as you said, there are other ways in which the STM really tried to change its agreement with the workers significantly through subcontracting. The agency wanted more control over when and what it could contract out. The union says they blocked that. Why is that significant?
Well, I would say the main reason why it's significant is that it enables the union to and the workers to be able to keep security of their job, because the STM could have started subcontracting outside, which in some logic might make it more flexible for smaller contracts, but it could in the long term lose some of the expertise in-house, which might be less beneficial. But from the union perspective, it allows to protect some of the jobs that are very specialized for specific issues that otherwise the STM might just abolish these jobs to go outside because they're so specific.
I want to talk about this with you in a broader context, where we learned in March that the STM is facing a huge asset maintenance deficit, $7 billion. This means that some of our metro stations are crumbling. They've had to push back many major projects to just maintain the quality of the infrastructure that we have. And, you know, in that context, the province with the government of the Coalition Avenir Québec was saying, you know, you have to play hardball with unions, you have to play hardball with the workers. And it seems like that didn't work, but it also seems like, at least from the CAQ, more funding to make up that deficit isn't coming. So we have these workers who are maintaining our stations, who have that expertise, who will stay on, that work won't be subcontracted out. But at least in this government, it doesn't seem like we have more funds to keep that work going. I mean, what position is the STM in? Like, how do they sort of chart a path ahead with all this this difficulty?
Yes, I mean, the STM, like any other transit agencies at the moment, are in a very hard position. In the case of even like, when looking at these negotiations, most of the issues arose from the difficult financial situation in which the STM is placed, which forced them to try to find new innovative ways to cut costs, which again, in a context where cost of living is increasing a lot, for instance, like the union was not going to tolerate like lower wages increases that might be like too close to inflation or below inflation, considering just how much everything is increasing. But in terms of how the STM can themselves do anything without the support of the province, that's where the crux of the issue is. I think by failing in making a lot of inroads with the union contract and the collective agreements, well, and they don't have that many other options. They don't really have necessarily the administrative powers to collect different type of taxes that they would be able to use to fund their service. Or the ARTM as well, which is above them, don't necessarily have that same level. They got added power for parking taxes, but again, it's very minimal. So the main issue is still, and what's really putting a stressor, again, on these trade agencies and in their relationship with their unions, is really the lack of funding from the provincial, but also the federal government in terms of earmarked funding for operations, which is one of the big things, but also, as you were saying, for maintenance. And that doesn't even include all the new projects, the new infrastructure that need to be that they want to build, which are other added costs on top of it, which have not been sustainably funded for decades now.
I know there was some talk about the STM turning to real estate. Like they're just trying to find every possible way that they can make money. And they say, well, we have land and people want that. You know, where are we at with that? Is that something that we can expect to see at more stations going forward if, you know, we don't see big policy changes from those levels of government?
Well, that should be something that will be interesting to see with the new Blue Line extension, because the STM did acquire a lot of different plots of land, especially one of the stations where they had to acquire like an entire mall to be able to, they had to expropriate an entire mall. So that would be interesting because now, if I remember correctly, they have been granted the rights to develop land, which means that they'll be able to enter with new stations within development. Which from a station access perspective will be better because you'll be able to have like shop and services similar to how it is like downtown, but it also allows them to make the most out of the plots of land and yet sell or rent the different units, which will bring some sort of continuous revenue. So that's a very good avenue for them. But again, it won't solve the entirety of the problem. It will just be adding a new angle that they weren't allowed to have before. And it's something that might be a bit more difficult to do with existing stations in some cases, because the structure of the stations might not have been designed to support a building on top, for instance, to be able to have residential units on top. But it will be interesting to see it done with the new stations at the very least. And that should help ease up some of the tension at the very least to be able to have a bit more funding to ensure basic maintenance and to ensure operation, but it will not fix the major infrastructure deficit that they have.
So we obviously have a provincial election coming this October. I mean, in the sort of discussion that you've heard, it's still early days, but what are some different visions that are being offered when it comes to public transit at the provincial level? You know, even within the CAC, I mean, there's a new leader in the party. Is there anything on the horizon that Montrealers can look to and say, okay, you know, maybe this status quo where the agency is begging the government for funding, maybe that doesn't have to be the status quo going forward?
Well, unfortunately, at the moment, we're not hearing much about propositions for public transit. Most of the parties are going into the rabbit hole of more electoralist, let's cut gas taxes. Route instead, which gas taxes are used to fund roads, also used to fund like in some part transit. But if you don't have these revenues, means that you're taking even more transportation and the transportation ministry, which means that there will just be less money, for instance, for transit down the road. So we're not really seeing much of that discussion at the moment. It seems like transit has been pushed to the side a little bit. But I would hope that, especially as we're nearing the elections, and as some mayors, like the mayor of Montreal, for instance, and the mayor of Quebec, are putting pressure concerning like these services that they have to deal with, that might bring it back a bit more into the discussion. But at the moment, there isn't very much a lot of proposition regarding public transit, unfortunately, for the next election.
And what are the stakes of that? Just to wrap up, you know, I mean, the STM has raised their alarm, and, you know, what they're saying is not good, right? They're talking about stations that are heavily used downtown, like Place des Arts, and saying, you know, we've had to just rip out concrete from the roof because we don't want it to fall on commuters. Like, this is scary stuff. You know, if that work doesn't get done, if that money doesn't come through, what's going to happen to the STM, to our public transit here?
Well, the main danger is that especially if these elements, which could be maintained easily, like for a longer period of time, if they get past a certain threshold of abandonment, of wear and tear, it means that they will be functionally done. Like, there will be no ways. It will cost even more money to be able to salvage them, or there would just be no way, or an accident will come. So that's a big issue, because then that will not only be risky in terms of people's safety, it'll also be risky in terms of like the entire structure of the network. Because if, for instance, I think it was maybe a year or two ago, we had downtown like a piece of tunnel that was kind of like starting to detach. I think it was between Saint-Laurent Station and Place des Arts, which stopped the Green Line for a couple of days in that section. That paralyzes the network. So the main issue is that without the funding necessary, without being able just, and we're just talking now about maintenance, then it really blocks any attempt to have like provisibility for the operators, but also for the community in the future, to ensure that the service is running, that it's safe, that they're able to, that they'll be able to use it, and that it will be, continue to be dependable as a basis of Montreal.
All right. So it sounds like we have all the unions have settled with the STM, but definitely the issues for public transit in Montreal are far from over. Lancelot, thank you so much for coming on CKUT.
Thank you for having me.